off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You got your pilot's license. Congratulations.
I did. You want to go out and fly around with me?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Cheese curds and a spotted cow. Half a million in the crowd. I met a band of pirates. They said, welcome to summer camp for pilots. Cessna. Rock your wings. V-tail Bonanza. Rock your wings. Mooney. Rock your wings. Rock your wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. Okay, we've had some pretty cool stuff on the show today. But let's talk about us, Dennis. I mean, we're getting ready for sun and fun here in just a few weeks. It's going to be here before we know it, for sure. And we're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. But you've been flying all over Florida and beyond the last week or so, haven't you?
Well, I've been in the Conch Republic, if that's what you want to call beyond.
Yeah, well, that counts. It might as well be another country.
I mean, when you got to go over 40 miles of open ocean, I think so.
So what were you doing down in Key West? What happened?
Well, finally did one of those things I've been wanting to do for a long time. I got to dive the Hoyt S. Vandenberg wreck off of Key West.
Nice.
So my daughter and I went down. It was spring break, and so she was off of school, and so we were able to go head out and get some diving in.
Yeah. And just for the record, Dennis did call me, not to invite me, but just say, suck it, loser. I'm going diving down in Key West, and you're not. So, but I would have, you know, if
only
I was him,
fair,
I would have,
right?
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
Because, you know, I'm pretty sure I got the same note from you. Hey, suck it, loser. I'm in Australia.
Right. Yeah, you did. But so you went down there, like, we left early in the morning from your air park there at Buckingham, and then it took you how
wheels
far?
Wheels up at 6:15, yeah. Wheels down at 7:15 at Key West International, got an Uber with our dive gear. We were on the dive boat before 8 o'clock in the morning. It's just absolutely amazing. General aviation just gives you so much flexibility that you can just take off, fly in the pitch black over nothing, and then show up in another country, sort of.
Yeah, kind of is.
Key West does kind of think that they're, you know, another country, you know, the Conch Republic, as they like to be called. But
it
is
like an out island experience down there.
Very much so.
So, but you got down there, and one of the things you can't really fly after diving, especially on a commercial airliner, but because you're flying private, you stay, what, below around 1,000 feet, so you didn't have
around
altitude?
Around 1,000 feet, yeah. That's what Dan says is safe. And, you know, we also, you know, we did a two-tank dive, and we had several hours to off-gas and, you know, had some good seafood lunch while we were there. And
gotcha. So you had some decompression time. Even after you did the dive. So you're back, at the dock like at 1 or so? And then
about that
afternoon later?
Yep. And then we're back home with everything put away and all the dive gear getting rinsed by 3 in the afternoon.
Wow. That is the life that Dennis and I have been striving for the last God knows how many years.
Yep. And everything just kind of finally came together, you know, this during the spring break week here with, you know, my daughter not having to teach class.
Right.
You know, she's a little bit more flexible on the times. And so, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Nice having my own built-in dive buddy who's also a flight student. So she was able to get a little training in on the way and got to experience some, you know, interesting conditions with it being very dark over open water. There's zero horizon out there.
Well, yeah. So when you're flying that early, it was still pitch dark. Now, were you tempted to do any kind of dual flying down there? Because you're a two-airplane household now, right?
Yes, kind of. But I still have to solo my daughter in her airplane. So,
yeah,
it, you know, that's coming. We're working
next
on it. It'll be sooner than you, I guarantee.
Well, there's that. But you could, you know, one of you could swing up to Orlando and pick me up. And then we'd go dive down there.
But, you know, that adds a couple more hours to my schedule.
Yeah, just more training time, more air time for her.
Yeah.
You know, that's
we were on a deadline, though. We had to be on the boat. We had to check in at 8 in the morning. So that would have meant I would have had to probably pick you up about 4 in the morning in order to get... And I know that you don't get up that early. So
not generally, not if I can help it. But, you know, you say you left at 6 a.m. and it was still dark in Key West when you landed?
Sun was just starting to poke up as we were on final.
Yeah. I bet that looked pretty cool, though.
It was nice because, you know, being able to come across and you can't see anything except a couple, you know, the lights from the island and anchor lights from boats as you're going across the Florida Bay there.
Right.
And then to have the sun start to come up and you can actually start to make out the island as you're being vectored onto final. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. And you didn't have any landing fees, I assume, did you?
It's the typical signature fee. You still have to pay them. It was like $38 to park there.
But in Fantasy Fest.
No. I did call to confirm that there was no special events with spring break or anything like that. No, just normal landing fees. And when you think about it, it's reasonable because they would have charged me probably $38 in a parking lot to park a car there. And I would have had to drive 6 hours one way. This definitely was a lot more efficient use of my time to fly in there.
Yeah. Well, that drive from the top of the Keys all the way to Key West, it's okay. If you ask me, if you're driving, say, down to Key Largo, Isla Mirada, Tavernier area, like the upper part of the Keys. But once you pass that, you get to
once you're 7 mile bridge.
Yeah, forget about it. That last part driving down to Key West sucks. Because the speed limits change constantly. You got to really pay attention or the coppers are going to get you. So flying down to Key West to just miss that leg would be well worth it. Plus, I mean, well, now we're actually getting an upgrade at Marathon at their airport, aren't we?
Yeah. Marathon is going through some upgrades here. They've just announced the Millionaire is the new FBO. They took over, I think, in 22. They're going to be putting in a new terminal there for the GA side as well. It sounds like they're, because right now the GA and Jets are two different buildings. It sounds like they're going to merge them into one large FBO. They're going to increase ramp space and all that kind of stuff. We found all that out on Monday of this week because I flew down to Homestead after going to Key West. I flew to Homestead, picked up my brother, and we went to dinner in Marathon because my brother happened to be in town again.
Okay.
So I was in the Keys, you know, literally 2 days in a row this week. It was nice. Like, what kind of lifestyle do I have? This is not terrible.
The one that everybody wants to have. Hello.
But you think about it, a 30-minute flight from Fort Myers to Homestead, Florida, and another 30 minutes to go to the Keys. We literally flew straight south from Homestead General Aviation Airport to Key Largo and made a right and followed the island string. Something I've always wanted to do is fly along the Keys. And that's what we did. Flew right in, landed at Marathon. And by the way, for people that think that, you know, paying a $35 landing fee in Marathon's a little bit steep, just remember, you get a free key lime pie.
Hmm. No, that's at least, wait, a whole pie or just a
whole
piece?
Pie? No, whole pie.
Well, that's at least worth 10, 20 bucks minimum.
Right. Well, when I was in Key West the day before, I almost bought one at Kermit's Key Lime Shop.
Yeah.
They want 38 bucks for a Kermit's Key Lime Pie.
Okay, there's your landing fee.
There's your landing fee. So go to Marathon.
So they just give you one free to pick up as you're taking off? So you just got
to... For one reason to come to their FBO instead of other, you know, maybe going to Signature. So if you can't decide where you want to go, Key West or Marathon, you've got choices. They're both great. Signature's good because you're going into Key West. It's closer if you want to be on Duval Street and all that stuff. If you just want to go dive, well, go to Marathon. Captain Hook's Dive Center. You can go dive with the pretty fish over there.
Right.
Or if you just want to go for a meal, there's lots of great restaurants. We were at Castaways. But the Island Seafood Company is quite good in Marathon. There's lots of stuff around.
But the dessert is on the FBO there.
Yeah.
Marathon. That's pretty sweet.
Exactly. And, you know, if you don't want the pie, they've got a little freezer full of gourmet popsicle kind of things, like pudding pop or gelato bars. So you can get your pick of flavors. They've got a cookies and cream. They've got a mocha.
Like you've really looked at this very closely.
Hey, now you know why I have a gross weight problem. And I mean the airplane, not me.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go.
You want to sneak all the snacks home.
That's right.
Because you paid for them, right?
Well, I mean, you know, you got the $100 hamburger. Why don't you do that and get a free key lime pie?
$100 conch fritters.
Yeah, it doesn't cost any extra, really. So that's pretty sweet deal. Literally of what they're doing down there in Marathon. All right, cool. Well,
they also have a free courtesy car that you can borrow for 2 hours to go run to any one of these restaurants. So.
All right, well, let's go. Good Lord, let's go. Hop in your plane, fly up to Orlando, pick me up.
How about you get your plane, come down to Fort Myers, and we'll go together.
Okay, you're making this way too difficult. I gave you an option. Let's just go with mine. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.